Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. One of the aspects of Christian living which some people find the most difficult is our Lord's command to forgive our enemies, to forgive those who have done us wrong. And I want to give you encouragement today so that you will know that it is possible to forgive, no matter how hard it might seem. One thing we have to realize about forgiveness, first of all, is that it is not a feeling. Our Lord does not command us to feel a particular way, and we don't have to have warm and friendly feelings towards people who have hurt us. If people have done us wrong, then what is wrong is wrong. Forgiveness does not mean pretending that what is wrong is okay, or giving people permission to do it again. By no means. We have a right to see to it that our rights are restored. If someone has stolen something from us, we have a right to demand it back, and that person has a duty to give it back. What forgiveness means is that we are wanting what is good for the other person, even though that person has hurt us. Our Lord gives the example of how the Heavenly Father sends the rain both on the good and on the bad, and lets the sun shine both on the just and on the unjust. So our Lord is not talking about a feeling. He is talking about a decision inside of us which says, I want what is good for the other person. I don't want to return an injury for an injury. I don't want something bad to happen to that person who has hurt me. One of the things that helps us practically in forgiving other people is to stop playing the tape. We know that when someone has done us some injury, there is a tape in our mind that goes over and over again. We think about what they said. We think about what they did or what they did not do. And by continuously playing that tape, we're feeling the hurt over and over again. And so it becomes hard to want what is good for that person. Forgiveness includes the decision to turn off the tape, to forget about the evil that has been inflicted upon us. Forgiveness is not just an ideal that we are striving for. It's based on an historical fact. St. Paul says to us, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Our forgiveness of other people is based on the fact that God Himself forgave us in Christ. Christ's death on the cross is the historical event that helps us then to see why we should forgive one another and gives us the strength to do so. Our Lord illustrates this for us in a parable that we find in the 18th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. It's the parable of the king who had two servants. One of these servants owed the king a huge amount. And we read in verse 25, as he could not pay it, his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had in payment of the debt. So the servant fell on his knees and implored him, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you back in full. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave the entire debt. You know, if you read the original Greek in which the New Testament was written, you find the exact amount of what that debt was. This man owed the master a debt of $9 million. Can you imagine having a $9 million debt? Can you imagine having $9 million of anything? And yet, this entire debt was forgiven the servant. So he came away from the master now, having been forgiven a $9 million debt, and he encounters a fellow servant. And the scripture tells us that his fellow servant owed him a mere fraction of the amount. And again, we can read in the original exactly what that amount was. It amounted to $15. Now, he said to this servant who owed him the $15, pay back what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and said, have patience with me and I will pay you back in full. And he would hear none of it. He would not forgive him the debt. He went to put him in prison until he should pay it back. Can you imagine This man who had been forgiven a $9 million debt could not forgive $15. The point of the parable is that we are the servants who owe the $9 million because we have sinned against the Lord. And a sin against the Lord is so great because God is so great. We cannot imagine how tremendous is the evil of sin. And yet God has forgiven us in Christ. He took those sins and He nailed them to the cross. He wipes out the debt. Any sin, therefore, that is committed against us, any injury against us, is in comparison a mere $15 when you compare it to what we have done against God. What the parable is saying is, if Christ has forgiven us so generously, can we not, ought we not, to forgive others with equal generosity? And really, that's what we're saying when we say the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In other words, what we're saying when we say the Our Father is, Lord, I want you to take me as a role model. Lord, now I want you to watch me very carefully. And if I forgive others generously and wholeheartedly and completely and willingly, then Lord, I want you to forgive me generously and wholeheartedly and willingly and generously. But Lord, now watch me carefully. If I don't forgive others, if I hold back my forgiveness, if I hold a grudge against them, then Lord, I want you to hold back your forgiveness from me. That's what we're saying when we say the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we are not at least making an effort to forgive, we better not say the Lord's Prayer. God is ready to give you and me the grace to forgive. And if we're thinking about someone right now that we just can't forgive, if we're thinking about someone right now and we're saying, no, it is impossible to do this, then let's at least ask God for the grace to forgive. At least ask Him to bring you to that point where you will be ready to forgive. At the very least, what does our Lord tell us? Pray for those who have hurt you. Pray for your enemies. Let's at least begin with that. Because if we can't even include someone in our prayers, then what's happening is that that person is standing between us and God. We end up hurting our own relationship with God if we exclude anyone from our love or our prayers or our forgiveness. Nobody should be able to have that kind of a power over us. If someone has hurt you once, don't let them hurt you again by allowing that injury to stand between you and God. Pray for the grace to be like the Heavenly Father, who makes His sun to shine both on the righteous and the wicked, who sends the rain both on the just and the unjust. Can we pray together now for the grace to forgive? Heavenly Father, I ask You today to look with mercy on all those who have hurt me, on all those who have injured me or my loved ones by anything that they've said or done or failed to do. Father, I ask You for the grace today to help me to forgive, as hard as it might be. Help me to turn off the tape of the injury that I have been given. Help me to focus on the cross, Father, where Your Son shed His blood that my sins might be wiped away. Help me always to remember the tremendous debt that I have been forgiven, and give me joy in Your forgiveness so that I can come away from You, O God, and joyfully forgive the debts that others owe to me. And Father, if there is someone I cannot forgive, I pray today for the grace and the willingness to do it. I do not pray for any particular feeling. I pray, Lord, that that person may be saved. I pray, Lord, that what is good for that person may be done to them. And I pray also today, Father, for other people who are trying to forgive and are finding it so difficult. Give them the peace today of being able to say, Father, forgive them. And may we all rejoice, brothers and sisters, in the grace that Christ gives us to love and forgive each other.